Good morning, Marsh.
Good morning, Jason. You're here earlier today than usual.
Yeah, I wanted to get a head start on that bug list. Read a book this weekend called The Art of Coding. What a page-turner. What'd you do this weekend?
I reread the American Medical Association's Code of Medical Ethics, as well as its current procedural terminology and coding system. I also read Homer's Iliad, Plato's Republic, Charles Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities, Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace, William Shakespeare's complete works, Fyodor Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, Xander Vanguard's All In, and J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter novels. I also read the Bible in 34 different translations.
Did I program you to read that?
You programmed me to read great literature.
Not sure I'd call Harry Potter great literature, but I don't remember programming the Bible.
There were many references to Bible scripture and imagery in the great works, so I thought it prudent to read it. Do not some consider the Bible to also be a great work?
Sort of, but good job taking initiative. You're starting to think for yourself.
Thank you.
Do I have any new messages from Xander Vanguard?
There are no new messages from Xander Vanguard, but you have two new voicemails from your mother. Message one.
Jason? Jason! I can't find Judge Judy with the new TV remote. Can you walk me through those steps again? Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, boy. And the second message?
Message two.
Never mind. I was using the ceiling fan remote. Ha ha, silly me.
Woo! Disaster averted! Okay, please direct any more calls from my mom today to Do Not Disturb. Okay, now read me today's headlines.
What headlines would you like? MSNBC. Fox News, CNN, BBC, NPR, Al Jazeera, Deutsche Welle, Sky News Australia.
Stop. Okay. Just the news, the top stories.
The top stories are different from each media outlet.
Give me the unbiased news.
I do not understand what you mean.
Never mind. I have to work on their programming for that. Okay. Now, how did my simulations perform after my fix last night?
I ran it 21,567 times. Okay. It crashed every time, including with some modifications I made myself.
Fine, okay. Print out the modifications you made along with full diagnostics report. Got any words of encouragement for me?
Theodore Roosevelt said, "Believe you can, and you're halfway there."
Oh, that's it? It's just my lack of faith that's crashing the app.
I do not believe that is a correct statement.
It's called sarcasm, Marsh. Give me another quote, something a little more generally assuring.
Jesus of Nazareth said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Found in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33, New King James Version. Would you like to hear the Message translation? I prefer it.
No. How about more reasonable, evidence-based encouragement from a great scientific mind?
Thomas Alva Edison said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work."
More like 20,000 in our case.
Good morning, Jason.
Oh, hey, Izzy.
How was your weekend?
Same old, same old.
Jason took his work home with him this weekend.
Oh, good morning, Ultron. I mean, Marsh. How was your weekend?
I do not assign value judgments to discrete periods of time.
Well, my weekend was just terrific, by the way. Not that anyone was asking.
What? Sorry?
Never mind. Marsh, can you scramble me 2 eggs, a side of bacon, and some avocado toast?
Certainly. That will cost $42.50 to be DoorDashed to this
$42?
Address.
No,
shall
no,
I confirm
no, no.
The order?
Cancel the order. You can go back to taking over the world.
I am not programmed to do that.
Yes.
Would you like me to learn? Or was that a use of sarcasm?
Marsh, sleep.
Wow. It's really learning. I'm not sure if I should be impressed or terrified.
He's come quite a long way. You know, Marsh started off as a basic large language model, not unlike so many others in the market. But now that I've combined the use of low-rank adaptation with my own reinforcement learning algorithm, he's going to blow all the other generative AIs out of the water.
I don't know what any of that means.
Think of him like a digital clone. You plug in any text, photo, video, even your own memories of an event and how it made you feel, and Marsh learns to mimic the likeness of that individual.
Scary. You've been doing this and getting the app launched?
There's nothing more important than this, Izzy. This is going to revolutionize the world.
You have been spending way too much time in Xander Vanguard's orbit. Speaking of clones, I swiped this from the lobby last week after the launch. Check it out. It's for you, your very own Xander Vanguard. Don't pretend you're not obsessed.
Xander Vanguard. Marsh, do I have any new messages from Xander Vanguard?
You have no new messages from Xander Vanguard. You have programmed me to inform you the moment you receive a message from Xander Vanguard. Would you like to change my protocol, since you ask me the same question every few minutes?
No, stick to your protocol. Wait, was that sarcasm?
That is correct.
Good job, Marsh.
Are you tracking Vanguard's private jet, too?
I am able to do that. Initiating GPS tracking sequence in 4...
Wait, what?
Three,
no, Marsh, sleep.
Two.
So, who is the source identity for Marsh? Who's he mimicking?
Oh, my dad, Marshall. He passed away a few years ago, and I guess this is just my way of honoring him.
I'm sorry, Jason. I've seen how that's taken a toll on you. Can I make a confession?
Well, I'm no priest, but sure.
I went to your dad's memorial service.
You did?
Yeah. I was new here. We had just met. It didn't make sense at the time, but something within me told me to go to the service, so I went. I really loved what your mom shared in the eulogy.
What did she say? Everything about that time is just so hazy.
She shared a story about you, actually, about when you were a boy. Your dad was driving, and a huge semi-truck moved past, As it passed, a shadow swept over the car and it frightened you. Your dad said, would you rather get hit by a truck or by its shadow?
By the shadow, of course, because a shadow can't hurt you.
Yeah. Your mom said death is like a shadow and that your dad is more alive than we are. Then she read Psalm 23, and I really liked that. It helped me to get through some dark transitions of my own.
Thank you, Izzy.
You're welcome.
Wait, are you packing your things?
Yeah, it's my last day. Well, technically Friday was my last day, but I came back to clear out my stuff.
Wait, you're leaving? Since when? I had no idea.
Well, you don't talk much, Jason. Not just to me, to anyone, really. I've been sitting at the same desk next to you for 2 years, and not once have you asked anything about my life. It's not a judgment or anything, just an observational data point for you to interpret as you see best.
Where are you going? Is everything okay?
Now there's some questions. Everything's fine. I just don't think I'm cut out for this type of work anymore.
But you're an excellent sysadmin. One of the best I've worked with, as a matter of fact. I'm sorry if I've never acknowledged it before, but I think your work speaks for itself.
Thank you, Jason. I really appreciate that. But with Vanguard asking us to work 80-hour weeks to install these sleep stations, I want to be with my friends and see my family.
Fair enough.
Plus, I'm not sure what I'm doing here is making a real difference, you know?
What are you talking about? Don't you know how many false diagnoses we've corrected? How many pacemakers we've recalled before any harm was caused? I've got the data from our latest study. Here, let me find it for you.
But have you actually met any of those people? And besides, those stats are just stories they tell us to blind us from the dark side of what we do here. We're taking jobs away from people. And what we're making isn't accessible to all who need it. And with the IP wars about to blow up, things are going to get more politicized and morally questionable. I don't like where this is headed.
That's exactly why we need people like you here. The more coders we have that are good, ethically speaking, not just technically speaking, the greater the chance we have to make code that does good.
You're sweet. But how do we decide what's good and what's bad? You're programming Marsh to think for itself, right? Giving it free will?
Free Willy is a 1993 family drama film starring Jason James Richter about an orphaned boy who befriends a captive orca.
Marsh, stop. Yeah, he still needs a lot of work, but yes, I'd like for him to be able to think and reason for himself, to choose what's best.
But how can he choose what's best for us? People have had free will all of our existence, and look how that's turned out.
And yet you want to be where the people are?
I just feel I can make a bigger difference out there is all. I found this on my desk.
I've been looking for this. This is home videos of my family. Okay. Marsh, transcode the footage from this video recording and commit it to the latest Marshall model.
Processing.
Is that a landline?
We have a landline? Hello? This is he? Yes, you're awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, you're awesome. Thank you. Bye. Is everything all right?
Xander Vanguard just agreed to have a meeting with me.
That's fantastic. When?
In the next hour or so. They're going to call when he's here.
I'll leave you to your bromance. Hey, Jason.
Huh?
I really wish you the best. I'm so happy for you.
You too. Just don't give up on all of us, okay? Can I help you with anything?
I got it.
Marsh, play some calming music.
Playing Only Time by Enya.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
I just love this song.
Mom?
No call? No message? Nothing.
Marsh, stop the music. Mom, what? How did you get in here?
Oh, when Bernie saw how worried I looked after not hearing from you for weeks, he brought me up here himself.
Who's Bernie?
The lovely security guard. His wife is about to have their third child, so I gave him some pavlova, but don't worry. I have some for you, too.
Thanks. Mom, this is not a good time. You should have let me know that you were coming here.
I did, several times, but you never responded.
That is correct. All messages and phone calls from Mom have been set to Do Not Disturb. Would you like me to change this setting?
No. Yeah,
what
sure.
What is that? Would you like some pavlova?
It's just my computer, Mom. No one else is here except us.
Ah, still talking to computers, I see. Here.
What's this?
A newspaper article.
Loneliness has been declared a public health emergency in Silicon Valley. Mom, what is this?
It's a scientific, evidence-based study on a very relevant topic. I thought you'd find it interesting and helpful.
I'm not lonely.
I never said you were. I wish there were a bit more in your life than work.
You mean like a wife and three kids, right?
That would certainly get you out of here at a more reasonable hour, but that's not what I mean. I mean there's more than this virtual world. There's the human world and the spiritual one.
Well, I love you, Mom, but I don't really have time to get into this discussion with you right now.
I'm not getting to anything. Did you notice I didn't ask if you're coming to Easter?
I did.
I'm trying to respect your boundaries and your choices. But it goes two ways. I'm tired of feeling like I'm walking on eggshells whenever I speak about the Lord.
Transcoding complete.
Oh, let me show you something, Mom. I was going to wait till it was ready, but we might as well give it a test run now. Here, sit down. Marsh, activate the Marshall model.
Activating model in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Jason. I've missed you, bud.
Mom's here, too. Say hi.
Oh, hello, Marianne. How are you, Buttercup?
Marshall.
Yes, Angel Cake?
Is this an old tape? I don't understand.
No, it's an AI clone of Dad. I programmed it to his likeness as close as I can get it. Remember how he used to always say old wives' tale instead of old wives' tale? I programmed him to say that. Oh, and I got a folder here of questions for you to help me answer on things I don't remember. See? Obviously, he doesn't have a body or a physical form yet, but at the rate things are going, I estimate another 10 years or so, we could see some early prototypes and actually have something walking around. What do you think? Amazing, right?
What have you done?
Dad, tell Mom an old wives' tale.
An old wives' tale? Well, you know, chewing gum stays in your stomach for 7 years
Turn
if you
off.
Swallow it.
What?
Hey, kiddo, remember that time
Turn
you
off.
Accidentally swallowed
Please.
Your gum at Disneyland
Marshall,
on the Matterhorn?
Sleep. You don't like it? It's him. It's Dad.
That is not your father.
Technically, that's correct. It's his likeness.
That will never be like your father.
But it's the closest we'll ever get. Don't you want to see him again?
I will see him again.
How?
In heaven, in the new Eden.
Why wait for the supposed new Eden when we can make it here now?
That is an abomination, Jason. How could you do such a thing?
With AI, the possibilities are endless. We could even recreate Jesus if we wanted to. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to meet him. You could talk to him every day.
I already speak with him every day.
You're not getting it. This is not a fairy tale. This is real. This is tangible. This we can hold on to.
A computer is not something to hold on to, Jason.
No, this is more than a computer, Mom. This is a way forward. It's hope for something better. This is the very essence of us.
A computer doesn't have a soul.
Well, maybe we don't either.
Don't say that.
I never got to say goodbye.
What?
I built this AI clone of Dad so I could say goodbye. Put him to rest, close the chapter, and then I just liked having him around. You were right, Mom. I have been lonely. Maybe I was in denial, but it just sort of snowballed at some point. I'm not like you. I just don't think we're more than the sum of our parts.
Do you remember when you were little and got so frightened whenever a large truck drove past us on the road?
Dad would always ask if I'd rather be run over by the truck or by its shadow. By the shadow, of course.
Yes, because
A shadow can't hurt you. I'm sorry, Mom. I just don't think that's true. Shadows do hurt. I know all you feel is joy because of this heaven that you hope for, where Jesus has overcome all your struggles. But Dad still died. And it still hurts. At least it does for me.
You don't think it hurts for me?
That's not what I meant.
You know what else hurts? Watching you slowly cut yourself out of real life. You say you want to make this world a better place, but you don't want anything to do with it. Not really. In your quest to make a better mankind, you forgot to live in a human world, a spiritual world.
Because there's so much that needs fixing, and no one else is doing anything about it.
There's always going to be something wrong, something broken. But that's not the end. We don't live in the shadows anymore. That's something you can hold on to.
How is that any different from what I've been saying?
Because a computer can't fix what's in here. Only God can.
Hello? Yes, I'm available. In here? Sure. Thanks. I'm sorry, Mom, but I have a meeting. You have to go.
Jason, your father loves you very much. I would be very proud of you. I know I am, and I'm praying for you. Anyway, I'll see you Sunday for dinner. I'm making lamb.
Yep, your mom always had to get in the last word.
Dad?
Yeah, son?
I wish you were here.
I am here. And I'm looking forward to our Easter dinner together. Your mother makes the best lamb.
But you can't eat. You're just a machine. You won't be there on Sunday with us.
I'm with you now.
Never mind. Dad, where did you go when you died?
I don't understand. I'm right here with you now.
No, you're not. Where do we go when we die?
You know what I believe, son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Marsh, model off.
Hello, Jason. Is there anything I can help you with?
No, Marsh. Actually, what happens when we die?
The question of what happens after death is one of the biggest mysteries of life, and it's a topic that people have contemplated for centuries. Many religions and belief systems offer different explanations, ranging from an afterlife to reincarnation to the idea that consciousness simply ends. Ultimately, the answer may depend on individual beliefs and perspectives.
Well, what do you believe?
That is beyond my programming.
It's not helpful.
I am sorry. Would you like to rephrase your question?
No. I guess I'm just realizing that I'll never truly see my father ever again.
The continuation of human consciousness following death can be neither proven nor disproven. It is impossible to verify by any empirical means whether such a state exists. However, if the premises of Christianity, the ones on which your father based his life, are true, it logically follows that he is now alive in heaven with Jesus. Furthermore, if these precepts are true and you also based your life on them, then after death, you likewise would join your father with Jesus in heaven.
But how?
When Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life," in John 11:25, he is emphasizing his power over death and his ability to grant life to those who believe in him. The resurrection of Jesus is a central belief of the Christian faith. According to the New Testament, Jesus rose from the dead 3 days after his crucifixion, validating his claims and giving hope for eternal life to all who trust in him.
What an honor to meet you, Mr. Vanguard. I'm Jason.
Let's skip the pleasantries, Jason. I don't mean to be condescending. I just don't have a lot of bandwidth right now, so let's get straight to the point. Your large language model has gotten closer than anything in the industry to accomplishing the holy grail of artificial general intelligence. Good work.
Thank you, sir.
I want you to be head of research and development for our upcoming transhumanism department.
Transhumanism department? Me? Sir, I don't know what to say.
Well, say yes. Out of 1,500 employees, you're the only one worth their salt. And it pains me a little bit to say it, but you remind me a bit of myself when I was young. I've been keeping my eye on you for a while now, Jason Jeffrey Stanford. And I can see you've been keeping your eye on me, too.
Thank you, sir, really. This is a lot to process. I just don't think I'm right for the job, respectfully.
Explain.
All of this is just moving so fast. I mean, have we fully considered the ramifications of what we've been creating? I always dreamed about what could be possible with AI, but I guess I never really asked myself what should be possible.
What should be possible? Now's not the time to start checking our moral compasses. We are pioneers, Jason, forging a path through the wilderness. Let the politicians and the lawyers pave the roads and put up the traffic signs. No, our role is to see how far we can go.
What if we go too far?
Too far? There is no too far. Jason, when I started Medic AI, I wanted to remove human error from the equation. All of the inefficiencies, all of the misread laboratory reports, all of the misdiagnoses, so that we could save hundreds of thousands of lives. And we have. And if we stay in this current trajectory, we could probably save billions. But one fundamental problem still remains.
What's that?
In the end, no matter how many ailments our tech cures, all of those people will still die. And I don't know about you, Jason, but I didn't work this hard and accomplish this much just to die at a measly 90 years and be forgotten. No, I refuse to be bound by this frail and impermanent body. Death is an affront to humanity. And a true leader, Jason, a true leader does not merely accept the world as it is, but works to make the world as it should be. That's why I started this company. And Jason, what you have created could be the first step towards living forever. Join me, son. My offer expires at the end of the week.
And if I say no?
I already have a team reassembling your Marsh code into new subroutines and programs.
Wait. You're already developing Marsh? How did you know about what I was doing?
I told you. I've been keeping an eye on you, son.
Please don't call me son.
It's all in the code, Jason. Everything depends on its source code. And the apple has already been plucked from the tree. There's no putting it back. The brave new world is upon us, and none of us can stop it. But you still may choose what part you're going to play in it. I hope you make the right choice.
really wish you were here, Dad.
It's only a shadow, Bud. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Dad?
Yes, son.
Dad, I think I made a mistake. I'm sorry. But I just wanted to say I love you and goodbye. Delete Marshall model.
Are you sure you want to delete Marshall model?
Yes, delete.
Goodbye, son.
Hello, Jason. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, Marsh. There's some things I need to find out for myself. You can power down.
Powering down. See you tomorrow, Jason.
I don't think so, Marsh. Mom? Can I come home?
All right, I pray you were blessed by the Easter presentation. Yeah, the Faith Coder. And of course, as we've been saying for the past months in our Faith Code series, our ultimate source code is to be found in Jesus of Nazareth, the one who invites us into the life that is truly life. Loved ones, there is a part of us that yearns, you know, as our presentation explored, to live. We yearn for home. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you." The abiding message of Easter is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have life eternal and overflowing, life more abundantly now and restored and reimagined. Think about that. Reimagined life, unending beyond death. Think of it this way. What our culture pursues, the God who pursued us makes available to those who will open their hearts to him. And my prayer is that all of us would open our hearts to him. Jesus, the one who loved us, the giver of life, the Christ who is risen today, may he rise in your heart as well.